For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old broads. Armani Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. And here I am with my positive, gorgeous, amazing, and inspiring little friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Oh, hi there, Ronnie. How are you?
So good. How are you doing, babe?
I am so excited. This has been such a fun week with all our announcements. Like, it's the response has been so cool. And in case you missed them, our first big announcement is that for our LA show, we've got Jeff Lewis, Jenny Poulos, Gage Edward, all the three stars of Flipping Out. They are coming to our live show in September in LA, September 2nd. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets for that. You don't know what they're going to say. They rarely do live shows. This is a big treat and a big honor for us. So we are thrilled for that. And we're also going to be recapping Real Housewives of New York, Scary Island, which will be super fun. And there's going to be all sorts of cool stuff. We're selling Watch What Crappens magnetic poetry that you can only get at the live show. So it's going to be awesome. So I'm excited about that. And then, of course, we also have our Chicago show, September 27th at Lincoln Hall. Those tickets go on sale on Friday. We're doing two shows in one night. We really hope people come from all across the Midwest, darling, to come see that, because that'll be amazing too. So,
yeah, we're having some very, very exciting month over here at Watch What Crappens. It's going to be so great to see you. In September, we're going to be seeing you on the 2nd and the 27th. It's a lot of Crappens people to be hanging out with in one month.
Yeah, if you just go to watchwhatcrappens.com, information on the shows will all be there. So just go, and we are excited to meet all of you, especially those in Chicago. We haven't been to the Midwest with our show, so this is going to be great.
Yes, and also I would like to announce that I'm very sad today, as well as being very happy. It's a mixed day, because this is the final full episode of Below Deck Med. It's the final nap time.
I know, so sad. But there is a reunion, too, so we have that.
But it's like the final episode on the boat.
I know. Oh, wait, before we get into Below Deck, can I just make one other little mini announcement?
Well, who am I to say no? You do what you do.
Well, you are the co-host, so you can say no. But on Wednesdays, we normally do Listener Spotlight. I don't have any entries right now. So if you are a Listener Spotlight person, if you do that, please check your Patreon messages or your emails, because we are looking for entries, and so just double check those and send those in so we can have your lovely voice on our podcast in the next few weeks. That would mean a lot to us. Thank you.
Do it. It's the final nap time.
Final nap time. Back to the final nap time.
Back to final naps, guys. So, Ben, what things did you go into this finale episode wanting to have solved? Like, what are your storylines that you just need tied up?
Well, I wanted to know what happened to all those unused onions that Adam had to deal with. I wanted to know who Malia was truly in love with. I wanted to know, will Wes ever reunite with his birth parents, Lisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd? His sister, Pandora.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, let's open from the beginning.
Yes.
Hannah's lazy. Just kidding. Montage. The montage of Hannah taking naps, smoking, and then taking more naps. Which is my favorite asshole edit of the season.
And I feel like the more that Bravo shows that montage, the more it seems like people seem to really like Hannah. They're like, "You go, girl."
I know you get those naps in.
Honey?
Like Nana's really, Hannah's really the only one who took the captain's advice. She's the only one who followed the rules.
Yeah, she really did. If you think about it, it's kind of hilarious. That's what all Sandy wanted was for people to nap more. And Hannah's just following orders. She's
Yeah.
following orders, honey. Listen, honey, I'm following orders.
Oh, good. So what do we start in Split, Croatia, because everybody's having a fight.
Yeah.
And Max and Wes are in the bunk, and wait, Max and Wes? Do I mean Adam and
No, I don't
Wes?
know.
Adam and
Adam's
Wes.
showing Wes the
So he's
text from
like,
Malia.
dude, I'm sure you've noticed. I'm beat, and I don't care, but you gotta know that girl's a fucking liar. I've
She's a
got
heartbreaker.
23 texts, 23, and I like you, but this whore got in the way. She got in the way of our brohood, Broham. You know that night in the wheelhouse, I did a cross-reference, and look at these 23 texts, hands pumping, and octopus emojis, bro. It's like, oh my God.
That's why next season I'm going to be on CSI. Cool stuff, isn't it?
If this were a train instead of a yacht, I'd tie Malia down to the train tracks. Until her real hero came to rescue her. It would have been me, but you're younger and run faster. So she let you do it, even though she was texting that she wanted to fuck me. It's like, oh my God,
It's like
the
she's
worst.
Lois Lane and I'm Superman and I'm here to save her. And she says, "No, dude, I don't want to be saved. I want to hang out with Robin. Not even Batman. Robin. Doesn't make sense.
You know
What sort of
what?
girl does that?"
You may be Batman, but nobody really appreciates what Robin goes through on a daily basis.
Do you ever think about how Batman and Superman could be best friends if it weren't for Vicki Vale?
Like any old story, old as the Bible, the whore ruins everything for the bras.
She's a heartbreaker, love taker. Won't you? I don't know what the rest of that song is because it's written by a heartbreaker herself, Pat Benatar. Don't like her. She got in the way of us, Wes. We could have been friends except for Pat Benatar.
P.S. I'm 47.
P.S. I still write things down on an Apple IIgs. That's how I roll. I like Print Shop, but I like Bank Street Press.
I like clip art, but I'll never be able to look at this hands up or octopus emojis again.
You know what's a great piece of clip art? That old-fashioned finger pointing to the left or sometimes pointing to the right, but it looks like it's from Victoria times, but it's not. It's clip art. So good.
So Wes is like, well, I've got you, bro. Thank you very much for letting me know. It's been lovely finding all about Malia through my true bro, Adam.
Now I need to know who the real Malia is. Just kidding, I know who she is. She's someone who likes me, but I'll just pretend like I want to know.
I've been hurt in the past, and I have to protect my rebel self. Wes is just like, thanks for the casserole. Like, thanks for stopping by and welcoming me to the neighborhood, brah.
I once was really hit because one time I had a new mattress and it said, "Do not remove this tag, punishable by law." And I was like, "I'm gonna remove it." And my friend Betsy said, "Yes, let's do it." And then as I was cutting it, she said, "Don't do it. I don't want you to do it." But it was too late. I'd already cut the tag off. Such betrayal. I've been hurt.
So then we get my favorite kind of revenge, doing just what the other person wanted you to in the first place. Hannah's
Yeah.
like, oh, I'm gonna get revenge on Boogie. Oh, I don't understand a second stew criticizing my work. It's not cool. You want to see what a hard-working stew is? Let's go, honey.
I'm
Revenge
like,
is
you're.
working harder.
Yeah, I was like, you're doing exactly what she asked you to do. She's like, "Oh, I just want you to work a little harder. You want to see me work harder? Well, then watch me work harder. Showed you."
Hello. Hello there, pimp. Mr. Pimp Client. I've ironed your shirt. Do you want a fresh shirt? Hey, why don't we call you Fresh Shirt McMahon? How about that? He's like, ugh, thanks.
Guess what? I starched it too. How about that? Look at that, Bugsy. I'm starching collars.
I ironed your move.
Where's your starch, honey?
And right when she started to recover, I put a candy dish out in the living room, even though no one told me to. Burn!
Look,
Burn!
I separated out the regular forks from the cake forks. Ben.
And I love that the editors concentrate on the really important storylines, even if they don't get a full scene. Because mm-hmm. in the next transition scene, we get, like, dance music. It's like, ns, 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 and it's Lauren folding napkins peacefully with a smile on her face. Yeah. It's like she's come so far.
Is there anything Lauren can't do? She was raised in the hospitality industry, and this is the culmination of her efforts. Folding, like, napkins pleasantly.
Yeah, it's like, remember when I was crying about folding napkins? It was hard. Now look at me. It was like the best time of my life.
High five. No? Too soon? Okay. So, dinner service is coming up, and it seems like just an hour before dinner, maybe 45 minutes, who knows, but we get a very important message from, what's his name? Jerry, the guy. He's like, Paula needs to go to the store to buy shoes. Can someone take her? So here we go. So, of course, Bobby is on Paula babysitting duty. I mean, wasn't this the plot of First Daughter? Am I wrong?
So, or the babysitter, the Great Adventure in Adventures in Babysitting. Sorry, it took me a minute.
Isn't this like the Great Mouse Detective?
That was a reach. The is Adventures this Oliver in and Babysitting.
Yeah, so
I like that these hoes, you know that they're like discount Groupon hoes because they don't even try and hide their disdain.
Yeah.
One goes, I'm slowly getting drunk. And the other one goes, I can tell. Oh, no, the second John tells Abimba, I think I'm slowly getting drunk. It's like, I can tell, drunky. Yeah. It's like, what's with these rude, judgy hoes?
Yeah, shouldn't you be laughing and being like, you're so funny. So Bobby is enlisted into shopping bodyguard service. And he's like, oh, there's perks to going shopping with girls. They try stuff on. They show it to you. They're modeling for you. It's hot.
I'm wearing my best Old Spice for this one.
They show him putting on deodorant. And it's like trying to find a Payless shoe store in fucking Croatia or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So while they all head off, then Jerry goes up to Hannah and is like, guess what, Hannah? You're a better stew this year. You're so much nicer and sweeter and friendlier and more lovable. You're just like a real woman now. And she's like, oh, that's good.
Well, I wish I could say the same for you. I've gotten better at my job and you've gotten worse at your job managing poor surly hookers.
So let's see. Bobby walks the hoes in town as they piggyback each other and giggle. They're like, yeah,
piggyback ride.
But we know this is going to go dreadfully wrong because the primary, Jerry, wants dinner at 8:30 and he's very adamant about 8:30. But sure enough, they all go out into town, and then two girls are like, we want to go here, and two girls want to go there. And you know what? This is they're like, we are so sick of having to laugh at this guy's jokes and having to sip out of the same milkshake. Please let us just have a moment in Split.
And they're just amazed by everything they see, because it looks like these hoes have the freedom and the luxury of traveling around the world, but they're in, like, little spiritual cages, you know? So just watching them, like, skip around the cobblestone streets and say things like, oh my god, that's ice cream. I'm gonna go look at it.
So sad that they just look at the ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a comb store. Whoa!
It's a fidget spinner. Oh, no. It's just a dead turtle.
That's a stop sign spelled wrong. Let's get a picture.
And then the pimps are alone at the table like, I don't think they're coming back. And the other one goes, it's like herding cats. You're literally herding pussy. With the only fuckable guy on this boat. What are you people doing?
Yeah.
Wait, I take that back. Max is also fuckable. And there was a scene with Max getting ready in a towel. And little Max has a big one. I don't understand why he has insecure highlights. Because he's packing.
Well, good for Max. So the first batch of girls come back. It's 8:50. And now Jerry is hungry and angry. He's hangry, if you will. And he's just waiting. He's like, where are the girls? Where are the girls? And then at 9 o'clock, finally, Paula and her friend are like the last one on the boat. And now Jerry is fully, fully mad. And he starts barking at Paula to come sit down at the table. And the girls are all like, we got separated. And so Jerry goes, well, who's responsible for that? They all go, Bobby. I was like, you girls are adults. You're not toddlers, okay?
No, the only way to make these idiots happy is to be like, we don't know how to do anything. We need a man.
Exactly. And then they just blame. And they, I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing. And of course, they just blame Bobby. I'm like, come on now.
Well, you know, Bobby's making the mistake of trying to get some free pussy from Paula. Those hoes ain't going to just stand around. It's like, you're not going to be the only bitch rescued, fake butt. So down in the crew, the crew mess, Max and Bugsy are sitting there talking while Malia's going through a box of prepackaged salads to like see if any of them had an extra side of spinach. Yeah, none of them did. And Max is like, Bugsy, I'm not mad. I just want the truth. And she's like, well, I don't even know what she said. I just wrote Bugsy, and then I wrote Malia still looking through boxes of salads for spinach. Yeah.
And I have something that Hannah asks Bugsy to check a printer upstairs for menus, and I'm just imagining Bugsy saying, if I were first you, I'd have a printer on this floor, not upstairs.
Inkjet doesn't last forever.
I wouldn't have an Epson, I'd have a Hewlett Packard.
And then we cut back to the pimps, and they're all mad about the girls. And one goes,
oh, cause
can't live with them, can't live with them. I'm like, oh my god, original. Right after herding cats, you two are really cat-skilling it tonight.
Oh, yeah. I should mention that at 9:15, there are two more hoes that come in last. And so now, at 45 minutes after dinner, everyone's finally there.
So my favorite part of this dinner scene, they all finally get to dinner, and Paula picks up the oil to put it on her salad, and she's like trying to figure out how to pour it.
Yeah. Because there was actually no salad on her plate yet. She was just like drizzling it on an empty plate. Like, patterns.
She's like, this is all.
So the pimp is like, hey, lady, if you could pick one guy on this trip who's the best, who would it be? And she's like, Bobby. And he's like, where is he? I'm not happy right now.
Yeah, the stupid
pigs.
Jerry.
Fucking pigs.
So he's like, I want to talk to the captain. So, and then so they go fetch, someone fetches the captain. And then while they're waiting for Sandy to show up, Jerry tells the girls, no commenting when I talk to the captain. I was like, oh, you're so disgusting.
Really
these
disgusting.
Are not your children.
Yeah, because if he doesn't tell them to shut up, they say things like, we all like Bobby best. You're the only one that doesn't. He's like, all right, bring me some tape to put over these bitches' mouths. Like, oh, yeah. Pig.
So they wake up Sandy from her little nap, her little nighttime nap, also known as sleeping, a long nap. And Jerry's like, yeah. So I'm mad because Bobby lost two of the girls, and this is inappropriate. And blah 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, you're the one who asked Bobby to take the girls shoe shopping an hour before dinner. What did you expect would happen? Of course they weren't gonna be on time. You think these girls can just go to a store and find something in 15 minutes and be back? No.
Yeah, I was okay with the Tinder thing. Well, yeah, you set that up. Like, what? You're gonna get mad at people for being on Tinder?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't on the clock.
Stupid idiot. You're the one who set up that date. He's like, it wasn't cool that Bobby took Paula on a date on a jet ski. I want Bobby on Anchor Watch.
Yeah, and he actually said, he's trying to take my place. It's like, no. Your place is like being old and misogynistic and disgusting and controlling with your money and buying sex. Bobby's is just being a misogynist who's disgusting and poor and doesn't buy sex. It's different.
Yeah. At least Bobby, you know, at the very least, he works on his body, okay?
Yeah, he's getting it for free and you're paying. Huge difference. So I just wrote this random thing down. Hannah tells Adam, hey, do you pronounce this? And he goes, don't worry about it. Just call it a potato croquette. She's like,
well, because she said, I wrote that down also, because she was like, hey, do you pronounce this? Yukon? He's like, no, it's Yukon. Yukon?
Yukon? Don't tell me you con. Don't tell me you con iron. All iron. He's like, it's not about that, all right? It's a potato bar. All right, I've got it.
Hear your potatoes, honey.
So then the captain comes down. She's got her eye makeup kind of smeared on one eye, which means that we're similar and both sleep in the fetal position, which is why we read so much self-help. And if anyone's wondering how I know that, it's because when Kate Chastain came on our Google Hangout, she was like, go look at the captain's. She's like, go look at her website. It's hilarious. So we pulled it up. And it's like, Captain Sandy here, giving some spiritual guidance. I'll be going on tour with the women's life building positive thinker, Marianne So-and-so. And the big-hearted, because she works on getting a bigger heart every day by understanding other people in the human race, Joanne So-and-so. See you there.
Joanne So-and-so.
Like the longest website copy ever.
It's like endless... Which is all to say that clearly she just woke up from a nap.
Yeah. She slept fetal is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, So now Jerry has complained to Captain Sandy, and now Bobby and Paula have been separated, and Bobby and Paula are texting, and Jerry's watching Paula texting Bobby angrily at the table. He's like,
how many white guy names did you just say in one sentence?
I don't even know. It was like, I think I just like fell into like a fugue state. It's like Bobby,
that was
Paula.
So many white guy names. You're like Jerry, then Bobby. Then Sam and Chris and Matt.
Blake. It's awful. I'm going down a path.
I'm losing my mind. I'm sorry. The so, captain's like, what are you doing? You lost the hose. Come on. You left two hoes behind. Come on, Bobby. And he's like, be scattered.
So now Jerry wants to go out and goes out to a club with all the gals, and he wants some people from the boat to come with him. And so Hannah's going to go with him, and Max, and some others, but Hannah's putting Bugsy on dish duty, and Bugsy's all angry. Like, of course.
I guess I'm the one who stays back and does dishes. Way to prove yourself, Hannah.
And I'm
like, are you telling me you would actually prefer to be out in the club with Jerry and his gang? I think Hannah has the worst end of the deal here.
Who am I going to stare at judgmentally here?
If I were first to you, I'd get in the cage.
And the hoes are so mad because they just had to sit through that entire ribeye dinner. And they're like,
I want a milkshake. He's like, you're going to eat your steak. And they're like, I'm mad.
And so the main pimp makes Paula, the main hoe, stay home. And he takes Bobby out.
Well, because originally it was... Bobby was supposed to be put on anchor duty, and he was not allowed to come to the club. That was his punishment. But then Paula's like, well, if Bobby's not going to the club, then I'm not going to the club. I'm going to stay here. So then Jerry's like, well, fuck that. They're not allowed to stay on the same boat. So Jerry's like, Bobby, I wrote down something here. It doesn't even make sense. You don't know if Dean or I – oh, yeah. He was like, Bobby, let me start my little scene over. Bobby. You know, when you're flirting with Paula, you don't know if Dean or I are interested in her. It's just not cool. Like, maybe we want to date her. Maybe we want to bone her. You know, it's not cool what you did. I'm like, you know what, Jerry? You're the one who put Bobby on that stupid date, okay? And second of all, you may have money, but I guarantee this hoe is not interested in you, okay? Because if she were, she would not have gone hung out with Bobby and gone on the jet ski. So just calm down and stop treating this woman like she's a piece of tinfoil.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's bro code. He's basically rewarding the guy who is manly enough to, like, get free sex from the hoe that he paid for. Like, he's got to respect it, right? But then he's punishing the hoe for bad customer service. And it's really not more than that, I don't think. I mean, he's a misogynistic pig. And I think he's like, well, how dare she? Like, it's like a waiter sitting down at the table and then ordering off the menu and still making you pay for it. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, it's all so vile. Now, I've never seen Indecent Proposal, but I feel like isn't this what happens? It's like, okay, Demi Moore, you have sex with this person for the money. And then, like, they start, like, relationship. He's like, no, you did this. You got, like, he gets mad at the person for falling in love with Demi Moore. I don't know. I just know that Sade plays. But what's important here is that, Jerry, you started it. You create the stupid date scene, and you keep treating Paula like she's just some toy you have. And
well, she,
like,
is. She literally is. That's what you get when you're a dumb hoe. I mean, that's what you're selling, you know? It's not
that's fine.
She's
going to
be treated like that in real life, I would hope. It is disgusting, and that's the thing, you know?
Disgusting at both her things.
That's always the problem with being a hoe. It's like, I don't even think you should have that much shame about it. If you're hot and want to sell your body, go for it. But this is the depressing thing. You are a product. It sucks.
Exactly. So,
he's basically,
but then Jerry's
like, why did you outsource this customer service? God damn it. He's like all mad. He won't press two.
But the thing is this, Jerry's desire to want to be like a young virile man overtakes him, and he's like, but you know what, Bobby? I forgive you because you're a man and not a woman. So therefore, you should come out with us anyway. Yeah, go get changed,
you're
bro.
You're a bra.
I'm young like you.
Future me.
So then I actually felt bad for Bobby because, you know, he gets in trouble for something that this guy set him up for. And he's like, dude, although I don't feel bad for Bobby because he should have had better common sense than to get involved with this stupid mess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm all over the map. It's such a, so many layers on this show. So many layers.
So over at the club, the girls are like, Bobby, and they're like hanging all over Bobby. And Bobby's like, hey, bro, I'm really sorry. And he's like, we all make mistakes. That girl could make anyone weep.
Gross. I just vomited right on my bed at that point. Just like fully, there's like a stain there. I just threw up. I was like, I can't get the stain out because it's permanent. It was so disgusting.
So they moved to the next club and one of the hosts goes, can we get a Magnum? Which I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Because Magnum is a gay night in West Hollywood for basically it's like
well
it's
Magnum like, what is a Magnum? It's a huge condom. It's like the big giant condoms for big wee-wees.
It's one of three things. It's a huge condom. It is a huge bottle of wine, and it is also an ice cream product shilled by Rachel Bilson.
It is also a gun.
And a gun. That's actually what it primarily is.
It is also a private investigator a gay night from television. That's Magnum PI.
So anyway, the whole gang is out. Well, except for Wes is not there, by the way. Wes is back on the boat feeling sad. Well, I don't know where Steve Malia. So they're all in the club, and Hannah has arranged for them to get into the club, and Hannah arranges for Jerry and for Bobby to get into the cages that are hanging over the dance floor. So we're sort of seeing that Hannah's not as lazy as she looks because she can pull strings and she knows how to treat these people to a good time.
Yeah,
you know?
She's like, see where only those strippers are allowed to go in those big metal cages hanging up there? I've ironed one for you. He's like,
yeah, thanks, Hannah. You're way less of a bitch this year.
She's like, thank you. Would you say that in front of Bugsy?
You know, Hannah must be really good at her job because getting any club to agree to have Jerry dance in one of its cages must have required a lot of elbow greasing. Like I'm sorry, there's no club that would ever allow that man to be publicly displayed.
And then this guy just keeps wanting to compete with Bobby, even though he's going to lose every time. He's like, hey, put Bobby in the other one. So Bobby gets in the other cage and starts stripping. And, of course, he's got a gorgeous body. Emily is like, woohoo! She's like, this is his Magic Mike moment. I'll bet his dreams are coming true. And then the pimp goes, that was fun. Too bad Paula's not here. Ass.
Yeah, exactly. Asshole. Paula's like at home reading Dostoevsky. So afterwards, they're heading back to the yacht, and he's like, Bobby, you bring those girls in the hot tub or no tip.
Oh, dude, you're about to get just the tip, drunk ass. Those girls are going to come through with some napkin holders to get some revenge on you. So he goes into the hot tub. That made no sense, but just picture it anyway. So the pimp goes in the hot tub wasted, and the crew's watching him on camera, and he falls asleep. And Max is like, well, even those scones are going to help him. And see a babe with a broken leg in the street. You don't just run it over. You move it out the street. People who drown in hot tubs don't leave good tips.
You can take a snake out of the snake, but still by the carpet. You know what I mean? Take it out of the hot tub, simmer it in a hot tub like a pea stew, but it's not a pea stew, because no peas in the pot, just jar it in the pot.
So late night, they get him to go to bed. So late night, Max finds Malia, and he's like, Wes finds Malia, and he's like, let's hug. And then they hug, and he's like, how do you love someone you can't trust? I'm like, oh, shut up. Stop making it sound like you're getting married. You're like fucking one of your like the hot girl employee. Okay, let's stop making this like Pretty Woman, like a truly romantic story.
stop saying lyrics to a Peter Cetera song that was never published. How do you love someone you could never trust?
Yeah, it doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah, well, that's maybe if it had a second lyric, like, how do you kiss someone and not touch her bust? It's a very bad song. That's why it was unpublished.
But it would have still played during this scene because it's 4 a.m. and Bobby has to walk Paula to her airport shuttle Did Hannah,
which was the original title to the Matchbox 20 song. It's 3 a.m. and time's whatever it was called. I'm sorry.
Time to admit to myself that I'm really poor. She's yes. like, whoa, you got here on a helicopter. You're leaving on an airport shuttle. What the fuck? So they make out for a little while. And I was like, oh, my God, that poor girl is walking back into poorness, tasting like Bobby.
And Bobby, by the way, is not being reprimanded whatsoever by the fact that he made out with this girl. Like, after weeks of Hannah getting it or Lassie's and Danny getting it, Bobby, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
No one cares. So in the morning, Malia walks through the kitchen. She's like, good morning. And he's like, it was so funny.
Adam is, just to Adam. Be specific, because there are any like, number of people that are making that noise for any different number of reasons.
So I wrote, Max is packing. I already talked about that part.
Well, the thing is this, the guests are leaving. So everyone, like the guests, it's basically a montage. The guests are leaving. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And Jerry, he goes and he like, you know, they line up and they all leave. It's like hugs, goodbye. And Jerry's like, you know, sometimes the actions of one have consequences for many. And they like close up on Bobby. And I think there was a commercial when it comes back. And Jerry's like, but I'm not that kind of guy. So money for everyone.
At
so,
least when it comes to men, everybody gets extra tip. Now, for the hoes, no one's getting milkshakes for another 5 days. They're like, you shouldn't let Paula betray me.
Now, I started a little thing last season. You may remember. No one remembers. No one really paid attention to me last season. Okay, great. Well, I started a thing last season called the MVP tip. And this time, it goes to Hannah.
Yeah, the first time it went to the deckhand who was trying to fuck one of my hoes but couldn't. And this year, it's going to Hannah, who actually got me in one of the cages that I normally buy these hoes out of and let me know how sad it feels for about 5 seconds.
This MVP tip goes to Hannah. She ironed a shirt for me and starched the collar, and I swear to God, I've never seen a stew do such work. I mean, the amount of elbow grease she probably put into ironing that shirt. Wow. Just above and beyond. It's like cut to Bugsy. Be like,
you know, I unfolded a napkin and it just felt like it was folded so peacefully. I'd like to thank Lauren. It's like, so Hannah goes, oh, some people would keep the tip, but I'm going to split it. Because Mama told me, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I was like, here's another revenge that you're totally not benefiting from. Like, yeah. Hannah refuses to benefit in revenge.
Yeah.
She's like, I worked harder and I'm getting less money. Take that.
Honey. So then there's like the tip meeting, and this guy gives him the best tip of the season. Plus with a Hannah's tip, it's like even better. And guess what, guys? I'm taking everyone to dinner tonight. Captain Sandy just doing it for you. So everyone's excited.
Is it? We're either going to call this the last night of the charter, or we're going to call it the last night at Branzino.
Branzino Fest 2017 coming right on up.
Hate your mothers, hate your daughters. It's Branzino Fest.
Time to debone your expectations, because Branzino Fest is going to blow your mind.
So in the bunks, while people are getting ready, Hannah's with Lauren and, or it starts with Lauren and Hannah, right? And
yeah.
Hannah's wearing a shirt that says resting bar face, which is hilarious. Yeah. And she's like, did you see that MVT I got? It was a giant fuck you. She's like, yeah, it's like amazing how you paid everybody thousands of dollars for being mean here. She's like, yeah, I saved them.
Yeah. And then they cut to Bugsy talking to Malia, being like, I bet that Hannah thinks she's so special because she got the MVP and she gives it away to everyone. She probably thinks she's so wonderful because of that.
What does that even stand for?
MVP. Emma stands for most venomous person.
Yeah, that's what Malia says.
Yeah.
Most venomous
sorry.
Personality. Okay. HHP.
Most vicious prawns. Because I bet if she cooked prawns, they'd be vicious. Good one, Bugs.
Good one, girl. So they high five over, like, just being handed free money. Like little bitches that they are. And then they leave and go to some castle for a restaurant. And we start getting our long goodbye sequence.
Well, but not before Wes, you know, Wes is going through things because he has questions about Malia.
Only to have a talk with Malia to see if either one of us is going to follow the rules and have true romantic love, or if we're both going to be rebels and have quick fleeting love.
But first, let me do something crazy. I'm going to put my water glass to the left of my plate instead of to the right. Huh, I'm such a rebel.
That bus boy was confused, I'll tell you that. I don't regret a thing.
He must have had he must have been rubbing his eyes when he saw my bread plate to the right and my drinking glass to the left. What a crazy thing I did. I'm such a rebel.
The captain's like, I'd like to make a toast. Two naps, well-rested crews, and good times. Okay, I'm going home. Bye, everyone.
See everyone at the Anchor Sanctuary.
See you online at CaptainSandyBoaterPositivity.com.
And Max is like, oh, I love Sandy. She's so laid back. If she were any more laid back, she'd fall over.
That's actually the
best. I heard that one, Max, and I appreciate it.
And you're right. I'm literally falling over right now. Call me and let me know that you got into bed, okay?
I'm falling over into my bed to have a big nap. What a great time.
So dinner is served, and it's all family style, and goes, I'm taking the first cut of meat. Sorry, guys. And they're like, Bugsy's like,
of course she did.
Most vile meat taker.
When Captain leaves, they're all silent. And they're like, okay, let's get wasted so we can at least pretend to be able to stand each other for 5 more minutes.
Yeah. So Bugsy and Hannah now have a little chat to the side.
Oh, my
now
God. Hannah is in two drink mode where she's like a Sydney Sheldon character. She's like, can we talk for a second? She's giving her those like kind of squinty evil eyes with that little smirk on her face. And then she's like, hold, please.
You can't tell if she's going to berate Bugsy or ask her to strip.
Yeah, it's like she's not only lighting a cigarette in front of a non-smoker to blow it in their face, she's making her wait for it, which is one of the things I missed most about smoking. Like, that it's both annoying you, possibly killing you, and that you have to wait for me to light it before I'll answer anything you say.
Yeah. So many options there.
Yeah.
So they start talking. Hannah's like, well, I wanted to talk to you about how you confronted me about being lazy. And I just want you to know, if I'm so lazy, why is it that I've had zero complaints, honey?
Yeah, I had zero guest complaints. And she's like, oh, you must not have checked your second stew box because you've got a complaint in there. It's a very long one. From me.
It's from me. Get it? I mean, there's no second stew box, but you know what I'm saying. Yes, you don't have to explain your jokes, Bugsy.
And she's like, so you feel that you and Lauren worked harder than me? And then they show the montage of Adam like, Bugs, you should be first stew because you're better than Hannah. She's lazy. When he was just doing that to turn Bugsy against Hannah, which totally worked. And now it's like Adam's asshole manipulations they're using as evidence. This is not fair.
Yeah, I agree. It makes me mad. Very mad.
But also hilarious because they so would do that. So it's like bad evidence. And then they show this montage of what a bad boss Hannah is. And it's just a boss of her going, will you please make the bed upstairs, darling? Will you please do this, darling? I'm going to make travel arrangements. I'm like, this is kind of like proof that she's a good boss, right?
Why aren't they? And they always show like that footage of Hannah being in bed. Like, God forbid she actually sleeps at night.
But this one, they were like, she's a bad boss. Look at her bossing everyone around like a boss would. Like, what the hell are you trying to say?
Yes. So, yeah. So then Bugsy's like, you're lazy and the whole crew feels that way. The whole crew.
And she's like, oh, really? This whole time you thought that? And she's like, it's a bulldog of stuff. Or whatever she said. And Hannah's like, it's pulling shit out of the air. And she goes, oh, it's bullshit. It's everyone pulling it then. And she's like, all right then. Well, like the iPad, you left it kind of late. And Bugs is like, thank you. Thank you very much. I shall leave now. And then Hannah just snarls proudly.
Yes. Deep in which is her signature move.
Yeah. She's like,
the proud snarl. So then Bugsy then goes and pulls Wes to the side. They can have a South African bonding moment. And she's, you know, all mad about, she starts telling Wes about how Hannah confronted her about confronting Hannah. It's like all this whole thing, et cetera. And in the meantime, Hannah pulls Lauren to the side and Hannah's like, so apparently
you've been talking a lot of shit about me. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, yeah, no, of course not. I would never do that.
Yeah, she's like, well, she was like brainwashing me to be against you. I'm going to have one of those cigarettes and like totally smoke it like I've been smoking for years. She's like.
This is just like the candy cigarette I had in second grade.
Yeah, she's like, I'm with Hannah now.
So then all of a sudden Bugsy, they all wind up together and in like the same space. And Bugsy's trying to get Lauren to admit that Lauren talked shit about Hannah.
You've
and Lauren's like, I never
said bad things to you. And you weren't smoking then. It was non-smoking Lauren who said it.
I was like, well, things have changed. I've learned how to fold napkins peacefully, okay?
Yeah.
I haven't
Lauren's
said anything.
Like, I value her friendship more than you, okay? Like, let's face it. She's the one that I'm going to talk to when this is over. And Bugsy's like, well, then don't drag me into it.
And Hannah's like, well, don't take seconds, Steve. You want to be fisty.
And then Wes comes over to tell them all off. And he goes, well, I haven't seen my best friend like this ever. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Thank you for letting me join your table for a moment. I appreciate the honor. Good day.
And Bugsy just storms off. She's like, this is childish as shit. Childish.
He said good day.
So Wes and Malia are at the bench while Adam watches crazily, fully lit at a nearby table with his arms crossed like a 47-year-old baby.
Yeah.
And Wes is like, well, I've seen some texts. They started on the night of the wheelhouse. And she's like, yeah, I kind of knew Adam from yacht camp. Guess I didn't mention that. He's like, well, you didn't do anything with him, did you?
Well, well, not only did he say it like that, since he sort of had an idea, his voice gets super high, and Wesley, suddenly he's talking like Bugsy. He's like, oh, really? You knew him before the season? You did? Okay.
Yeah. Separated at birth. And she's like, no, not really. And then he's looking at her like, okay, you're blatantly lying to me now, and I'm going to accept this with a smile because you're really hot, and I still want to make out some more. So he just nods and smiles and pretends it's all true.
And they basically make out on the way back to the boat. And it's, you know, it's weird watching them make out because Wes has a really strange technique where he kind of just like wraps both of his arms behind the back of her head and then like pulls her into his mouth. I'm like, she cannot be enjoying this. I'm sorry. I don't think she enjoys this one bit. I think she still likes Adam and she's just doing this because she's pissed at Adam. And this is her tactic against Adam because this does not look enjoyable for anyone right now.
Yeah. And poor Wes is like, well, when he forgives her, he's like, you know what I look at? As long as someone likes me, I'm happy. I was like, that's the most pathetic thing ever. She's like, yeah, basically lied to you, probably boned Adam. And another time he's like, but you still like me, right? All right, let's stay together. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. So now everyone's back on the boat. And now Hannah and Adam are on the deck just chatting, of course, about Malia, you know.
Well, I was really curious. I was like, they're going to show an ending Bobby scene, right? And he goes, oh, who gets tuna pizza? Like, thanks. I was waiting for that.
The culmination of his season. It's actually a perfect metaphor. Who gets tuna pizza? The story of Bobby.
He's basically mad about everybody else getting to order tuna pizza but him.
So Hannah is now, of course, railing on Malia to Adam and you know, poor Adam, he probably, you know, he fell in love with Malia in yacht camp and he probably thought that he'd get on the boat and submit his relationship and they'd fall in love and get married. But instead, she's playing tonsil hockey on the bridge with a boss. I'm like, listen, Hannah.
Because.
Let's relax here, okay? It's this was like, they hooked up. That's it.
Adam is just holding every little piece of information and then letting a little bit out at a time. He's like, well, we made out. Well, actually, she sent me a text. Well, we met each other at yacht camp. Well, it's like every time it's something new, you know?
He's like, I designed my Bitmoji specifically for her needs.
And when, when he said, we met each other at yacht camp, Hannah went, oh, because she knows how much you fuck at yacht camp. It's like that look of just, oh, so, oh my God. So you paid for an abortion is what you're telling me.
So
she's like, that hypocrite.
So meanwhile, Wes is starting to get suspicious, especially after Malia, because Malia told Wes that Adam told her that he loved her. So basically,
Adam told Malia, I love you. And she was like, whoa, dude, it's only been 4 days. But now Wes is getting suspicious because he's like, that seems a little strange. Part of me wonders, was it just 4 days or was something else going on? Because Adam wouldn't just say he loves her, would he?
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't get excited. It doesn't really lead to anything.
Let's cut to watching Bobby sleep with his mouth wide open. Oh, editors. So Malia is like, Adam, can I talk to you? And he's like, I'd rather not. I've got some trash bags to, like, you know, slam into the air until they open. She's like, then you can just listen to me, because I've got a piece of my mind to serve you, and it won't be coming with a side of spinach. She's like, yes, I won't give you any, you dumb bitch. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, I lost that one. But I thought you were nice, you know? Like, I thought you were a gentleman when you fucked me the first night at yacht camp, you know? Was it wrong to lead you on? Yes, okay? But your dark side is not cool. And if you had just kept your mouth quiet, we wouldn't have even had problems with Wes. I'm like, why should he keep his mouth quiet to make your plan of lying go through, Malia?
She was really angling hard for that spinach. She's like, it's the last day. I just want a few leaves. Just please put some spinach on my omelet. Can't we just do this much?
It was just like a villain getting caught. It's like, you messed up the whole plan. If you just stuck with the plan, why'd you open your big mouth? I was like, he wasn't, like, conspiring with you to, like, pull one over on Wes. I mean, my God, he's the one who got fucked over.
Yeah. So he's like, I have zero respect for you. She's like, the feeling's mutual. I'm like, great. You guys are really fascinating.
So, Bobby, it's like, look, if a guy's only nice to you because he wants to fuck you, but then he finds out he can't fuck you, he's not going to be nice to you. Yeah. Are you just learning that for the first time? You'll learn it over and over again over the course of your life.
She wants her spinach. She wants her spinach and her free cookie.
It's like the worst villain ever. She was just angling for spinach this whole time.
Bobby, meanwhile, his brain is being exploded because he's using one of those vacuum bags with his clothes. And he's like, whoa, feel the density of this. Whoa.
Whoa, I learned this when my bologna used to go bad. Doesn't anymore. Neither do my polos.
So then the first one off the boat is Max. The preacher's like, you know, get off. You've done nothing this season. Just leave.
Yeah.
You can go.
It's like a family. It's not working. Working with people. It's like a family. Crazy family. I'm like, okay. Just go.
Get go.
I'm excited to get back to my chick. Bird chick.
They're like, please, you've done nothing this season. Go. So then Lauren is leaving next, and she's like, bye, guys. I'm off to be bullied. And then I can cry about being bullied because I'm a bully.
She's like, thanks me for letting me pretend that I smoke with you, Hannah. She's like, all right, then. Goodbye, dear. And then Lauren goes up to Bobby, and she's like, bye, Bobby. It was interesting. And he goes, oh, no, they cut to go and fuck Ben then.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, sure, see you around. And he just keeps folding clothes. To angrily suffocate later in a plastic bag.
See you in a Twitter war. Bye. And then Adam. Okay, at this point, no, Adam, he's just... It's sort of getting pathetic now, because now he's like, I gotta talk to Wes. So he goes up to Wes, and he's like, listen, dude, one more thing. I just want you to know, Malia and I had a physical relationship before the boat in yacht camp. It was super physical, so... just want you to know, like, we could have been best buds. We could have been friends.
Yeah, but now you know why I'm controlling, because I got to stick it in her. Now you know why I feel so deeply.
It's like, no, not
this
really.
This rotten thing got in between us. I'm not talking about my teeth. I'm talking about Malia.
Something rotten. So you're rotten. A bad lay and a bad friend. Okay, yeah. Got it. Noted.
Yeah. And Wes is like, all right.
Well, everyone gets to talk about what Adam and Malia had, but no one talks about what I have with her. I'm like, oh, Wes.
Yeah.
Oh, Wes, you have, like, a girl hug and a wet kiss with her. I'm sorry. It's time to face the truth, okay?
Yeah.
So he's like, now I learned. This is why you can't mix business with pleasure. Like
now you're learning it? So Bobby is next to leave, so he has a little talk with Hannah. He's like, I don't want anything bad between us. I mean, look how compacted I made my clothes. Isn't crazy, Hannah? She's like, all right, Bobby. So they're like, well, things, you know, like they'll always have a little. One of them says something about always having a piece of love in their heart for him, for one or the other, or whatever.
Hannah, she said, I may be a hard bitch, but I'm always, always there for my friends, even if they're bobbies.
Even if they're idiots who don't understand things like tuna pizza and vacuum bags.
Even when they bring guitars they barely know how to play onto yachts to try and get pussy.
Even when they get so angry that a smaller version of their head comes out of their mouth.
And then Adam says bye. He's like, bye, Bugs. We were really there for each other. You need to be Chief Stew, Bugs.
Yeah. Shut up, Adam. And he doesn't say goodbye to Malia. She's like, oh, well, fine. No goodbye for me. I understand how it is.
Yeah, he's just Malia. That kind of man.
Okay. Like, Malia, why are you even bothering yourself right now with this?
And
why? That's a privilege that he did not say goodbye to you.
It's also your fault, stupid.
So Adam's like, thanks, Captain, you're the best. She's like, well, good luck, you know, with the drugs or whatever you're doing, and stop getting grumpy out there, okay? That would be great.
It'd be great. So have fun. So then Wes and Malia now have a moment, and Wes is like, so Malia, Adam told me that you guys were physical.
She goes, what? Mean...
And I say, good, because I think everyone should be in good health and get physicals. So good for you.
Does that mean he gave you a physical? Is that what you were going to say before I so rudely interrupted you?
Did he no, say... I didn't really have a plan for the joke. I just sort of went with it. So you didn't. I've been reading my notes here. My notes made no sense. I'm like, what? Huh? What? That's why all my jokes this episode, if they've seemed weird or strangely timed, it's because I'm just trying to even read my notes. No. They're like long things like Hannah confronts Bugsy about confronting Malia about confronting Hannah, and then Wes is friends with Hannah and they're confronting and they say what and vile. I'm like, huh? What? What was I thinking when I wrote these notes?
I know, you should just be like me and write, the maids are off duty. The maids get a vacation. The end. So I love this Malia and Wes scene because Adam has just been mean to her, and then she ran up to the porthole, or a window, or whatever you call those things, to watch him, and he didn't turn around to say goodbye or anything, and she's so mad. So she goes down into the laundry, and she's like, he didn't even say bye, I mean, whatever. Like, she's obviously ruffled, and he's like, ain't you had physical stuff? Was it like the 80s movie kind, like, let's get physical, where it was all about aerobics? Or did you touch his nuts to try and... let him know if he had any kind of bowel cancer.
Oh, I get it, Malia. Because you're a deckhand, you had to hold things for him, and that's a physical act that you did. I get it. You're not a rebel after all. Oh,
I forgive you as long as you're still like me. And she's like, God, for him to bring stuff up again, like, and now she's nervous, and she's just touching the microwave in different places, like she's trying to tidy the microwave. And she goes, thankfully, you're a good guy. And he's like, that microwave is steady where it is. You can leave it alone.
Don't put any metal in there. Oh, too late. Goodbye.
Stop trying to manipulate that microwave. You've already got two of us under your spell, you witchy woman.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Bugs and Hannah have a very warm goodbye, which goes like this. Bye, Hannah. Have a safe trip home. Bye.
She's and that was like, it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. She's like, no, I think mate. Hannah. I think Hannah just says, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, she just slammed her door on her like I just did my back door after I had a cigarette out of it.
I was wondering like, what
slam.
That was. The spirit
of Hannah. It was a good sound effect for Hannah's reaction.
Goodbye, honey.
She's like, hate ya. And then it's she goes, what did she say? She's like, all right, chica, see you later, and piss off. Oh, no, she says, ciao, see you later, piss off.
I think, well, that's what she was saying. That's how any good goodbye should be. Ciao. So then Malia's leaving, and then it's another awkward. It's even more awkward. They're like, so, all right, bye.
She's like, bye, Hannah. It's been great, like, calling you a lazy whore all season when I've like, just get it.
She just I love that Hannah just looks at her with that evil smile like fuck you. She doesn't even try to be fake.
You should have stripped for me while you had a chance.
They just sat there and stared at each other. She was waiting for Hannah to say something, and Malia's like looking around the room nodding for no reason and biting her lips, and Hannah's like
Hannah has a quality that I wish I had, which is the ability to just to stare at someone and just not say something. Because I can't. I just hate someone
right to their face.
Yeah, I'm Lauren. I'm the one giving the high five that no one's giving the high five back to, fidgeting and be like, okay, well, things are weird, so I'm going to go. Bye. No,
I'm Malia. I'm like, I've talked shit about you all season, but you still like me, right? You do, right? Okay, I'm just going to nod at you. You're going to say something. Surely you're going to say something, because I'm nodding right now, visibly nervous. Okay, I'll just be going out there. And then she goes, you know, Hannah and I just don't know how to feel about each other. Like, Hannah made it pretty clear how she feels about you.
She wanted you to strip. You never stripped. And now she hates you.
Yes. So Wes is outside, and she's like, bye, Wes. I'm going to see you again. And he's like, will you? She said, well, you deserved better either way. You know, whether Adam was right or wrong about telling you things, like, it's all his fault. Fucking Malia. Yeah. He goes, well, I've got to stick to my guns, because I may not be the best guy, but I'm the best whiz. Goodbye, Malia.
Malia. So,
finally, I will dump you now that I'm not going to get to fuck you in real life. Bye.
Bye. And now Wes leaves, and he says thanks to Sandy. And now there's only one. It's just Hannah. Hannah's the only one left. And Hannah goes up to Sandy, right? And then I wrote down, did Hannah say this? I will never forget you.
She says something like, I need to take all this money and get some therapy, nay.
Yeah, I also wrote that down. I was like, it doesn't seem to be in character for Hannah to ever tell anyone, I will never forget you.
I think she was just like, fuck this season. I need therapy. I like the Wes and Captain goodbye, because it was so sweet. And he's like, goodbye, Captain. And she's like, goodbye, Wes. And they just have this really real sweet look. It's like,
yeah,
when genuinely nice people have alone time together and can just look each other in the eye and be like, you're happy and well-adjusted, and I'm happy and well-adjusted. Wasn't this crazy? Thanks for being another happy, well-adjusted person.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like they bond in that sweet way. It's just they just smile at each other. And it's like, you'll always be in my heart.
And then everyone gets off the boat, and it's just Captain Sandy. And she's like, all right, we know what time it is now. She presses a button, and a giant screen comes down with Mr. Skin playing. Let's watch some Jodie Foster.
Also, one last thanks to the producers and editors of the show for being so on it. Because when Bobby was like, God, so I lost a hole. Sorry. And she goes, you know what? You need a nap now. It's so good. What a way to end it, you guys. Really fun season.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this reunion. I think it'll be a really good one. They're probably gonna hash it out. I know wasn't Hannah saying when she was on the show last week, like, I don't know what we're gonna do. We'll probably just laugh a lot. I'm like, no way, you guys are gonna fight.
Yeah, they'll be bringing it out.
Yes.
So we'll be there next week for that. Do not forget to get tickets. The September 2nd show with Jeff Lewis, Gage Edward, and Jenny Poulos from Flipping Out are on sale. That's September 2nd in L.A. And then we have two Chicago shows on the same night on September 27th in Chicago. Where is it?
Yeah. At Lincoln Hall. Tickets are going on sale this Friday. Go to watchwithcrappins.com to get access to that ticket link. It'll just make your life beautiful.
And ours, guys.
Yeah, we're going to reenact ER. Yeah.
We love you guys. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New York City, okay?
Woo-hoo. Yay. So excited.
Bye.
Bye.